ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Most of the things that people do nowadays is because of pride. They want, if I don't buy a new car now, all my five friends, you have new cars already. You know, they will say, you know, what's wrong with me? So let me borrow money to buy a new car. Then you have borrowed the money, 2 years down the line, people you borrow the money from, you are escaping from them. No peace. Praise God. So a man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. Why? Because if you have a car that starts, a friend of mine just told me tonight that his car has been giving him warning, but he didn't listen to the warning. But the car got spoiled on the express. But that's not a problem. You park the car, they come to carry the car. You take the transport home. No problems about that. You retain your honor. But if you have borrowed money right, left, up, and down to buy a car, when you are sleeping, they are calling you. You change your number. They find out your number with true caller. No rest at all. Praise God. Hallelujah. The humble in heart retains honor. Praise God. Okay. Let's move on. Note, to be proud is to look down on others. Never look down on any person except you are admiring their shoes. That's the only time you are allowed to look down on someone. Never. Because just a phone call can make that person your boss. Just one text message. Ah, is it not you? You know, just like that. Never underrate anybody. Give the best help you can help. You know, maybe your children. I had a neighbor that was funny as well. You know, just did somehow and left. The house he moved to, I dedicated the house. The house he moved to, they are my friends. Pride goes before a fall. Now, I can easily tell those guys, the owner of the house, that this guy, give those guys his CV. You should watch out for him. So never look down on anyone. Be very careful. Because it is God that lifts one up and puts another one down. Very important. Never. That guy does not have a car now, but one day he might be the one to pick you up from the bus stop. Very, very important. So number four, right? Or number three. Number three. Proverbs 4:20. Give attention to the word of God. Give attention. Proverbs 4:20. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. What does it mean to give attention to someone, to something, to focus on that thing? If your attention is on getting to the airport, every distraction you get on the way, you push aside. Why? Because you have your attention fixed on getting to the airport. It's very important to keep your attention on the word of God, because there are so many things trying to, you know, distract you. But keep your focus. Keep your attention on the word of God. You know, when Jesus asked Peter to come to him on the sea, Peter kept his attention on that word, come, and he was walking on water. The moment, all those times, the storm was there, but his attention was on the word, come. But the moment he removed his gaze and looked to the storm, it started sinking, because his attention was now on the storm. Don't keep your attention on those circumstances. Keep your attention on the word of God. Locate a word concerning your situation and focus on that word. Praise God. Let's move on. Then that ties to number four, Proverbs 3, from verse 5 to 8. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. That means casting all your cares upon Jesus. Trust in the Lord with a part of your heart, not trusting on God and looking to an uncle, looking to another man. God will use a man, no doubt, but you must trust him to use the right man. Praise God. Because that man you are thinking might not even have what it takes. That man you are looking to might not wake up the next morning. But if you keep focus on the God that owns the heaven and the earth, he will make a way for you. Praise God. With all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, not in some ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's move on. Then, this is a very important scripture that you must understand. Proverbs 23, verse 7. As a man thinks in his heart, so he was, so he is. So, the image you carry in your heart is who you will become. As a man thinks in his heart, Proverbs 23, verse 7, so he is. The image you carry around in your heart. I cannot help you until I change your thoughts. Your life will move in the direction of your most predominant thoughts. Praise God. So the moment you change your thoughts, you change your life. Romans 12, verse 2, NLT version. Let's look at that quickly. God transforms us by changing the way we think. Romans 12, verse 2, NLT. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. How? By changing the way you think. So when you change the way you think, you are transformed. Praise God. Praise the Lord, someone. Number six now. Okay, I want to quickly look at some family dynamics. We look at what the husband should be doing, what the wife should be doing, what it entails to have good parenting and stuff like that. So the first one, let's take care of the husbands. Proverbs 5, from verse 14 to 17. The husband, you are encouraged to enjoy the wife of your youth. Not to endure her, but to enjoy her. Okay, I have come to the brink of utter ruin, and now I must face public disgrace. This is talking to the husband now. Drink water from your own well. Don't go around drinking water from several wells. One well is enough for you. Share your love only with how many people? Your wife. Why spill the water of your springs in the street? Having sex with just anyone. You should reserve it for yourself. For yourselves. Never share it with what? With strangers. That's for husbands. So enjoy the wife of your youth. Quickly, that's wisdom for husbands. Secondly, wisdom for wives. Proverbs 21, verse 9. Don't contend with your husband. Verse 9. Better to dwell in a corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman. That means it's better to be on the roof than to be in a house with a woman that argues a lot. So when your husband does not like coming home, check it. Maybe you are nagging him too much. Praise God. But in case you didn't understand, Solomon said it again in verse 19. Verse 19. It is better to live alone in the desert. In a desert, there's no water, nothing. But it is better to live in the desert than with a what? With a quarrelsome, complaining woman, wife. And this wife is supposed to bring favor, right? He that finds a wife. But now, if the wife starts complaining a lot, starts being quarrelsome, then scripture is saying it is better for the husband to build a tent in desert. Praise God. So wisdom demands that every wife watches that. Proverbs 14 verse 1. Let's give the wives one more. I'm not Solomon. I'm the one that wrote the Bible. Check it out. Unfortunately, They have more scriptures, praise God. It is better. You know why? Because though we say the husband is the head of the home, the wife is the neck. The neck controls the head. So if you have wisdom, you'll be able to control the head without issues. But if you want to drag the head with the husband, that's where the husband will want to be, in the desert or in the house, in the rooftop. Praise God. But look at it, what you need here. It is better to live, no? Proverbs 14 verse 1. They've heard this one, don't worry. The wise woman builds a house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands. That means no one helps her, but by her own self, she pulls it down. Why? All you need is the wisdom from above to know what to do part time. One of us told us a story yesterday. You know, she said her husband likes fried stuff, but he does not like the aroma. Are you getting what I'm saying? He can quarrel over the aroma, but he can eat it. It's a true story. I'm not making it up. So that is a good recipe for some good quarreling. For some good quarreling. Because listen, if he did not like it to eat, that would have been okay. So we will not cook it. But now he loves it, but doesn't like the aroma. So you know what to do. So the scripture is right. You can actually start quarreling and pull down your house by yourself, because it's not something that he will treat tomorrow. So now, do you know what that wise woman did? So this woman fries the stuff, opens the window, opens the door before the man comes. The man comes, eats, and is happy. Now, there is peace in that home. So that woman is with wisdom, building her own house. Because very easily, he can argue it. He can stay on his right and say, no, you are going to eat this stuff. In fact, you should be helping me in the kitchen. And you are saying that you don't like the aroma and fight over it. Quarreling and complaining can make you miss your moments. I know of a pastor. They were waiting on God for a long while. You know, and that day, he said he was watching, back then, they really had this VHS. So he was watching Shambach, R.W. Shambach, while the wife was cooking. Now, he was just in the spirit praying and everything. So the man now said, if you are if you are barren and stuff like that, you know, get your spouse and come and lay your hands on that stuff. The wife was extremely busy in the kitchen. And he said, he cried out, honey, come out here. That the honey left everything she was doing and ran to meet him. And, you know, they agreed together. In a couple of months or so, they had a baby. So he was saying, thank God he has an understanding, wise wife. Because the woman could have said, why are you disturbing me? I'm busy here trying to make lunch ready. Hold on. And that moment of miracle could have been missed. A wise woman builds a house, but a foolish one pulls the house down with her own hands. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Should we give them one more or should we move on? No, don't worry. So wisdom for parenting. Proverbs 22 verse 6. Deliberately train up your child in the way of the Lord, and when he grows up, he will not depart from it. You see, when we say train, it's something that is very deliberate. You have to do it by modeling the way you want him to go. You can't be lying on the phone and tell him that he should not lie. You are wasting your time. Because what he can see is that lying is the way of life. Praise God. So you can't tell him one thing and do another thing. You can't tell your son, tell the person that is coming that I'm not at home, and you expect that he will not grow up lying. In fact, he will grow up and be better than you. Praise God. You know, but we must discipline our children as well. Proverbs 22 verse 15. Proverbs 22 verse 15. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of correction will drive it far from him. I used to read this to my last brother before flogging him back then. I would say, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction We drive it far away and I take him. I flog him. Praise God. Why? Because Proverbs 23 from verse 13. Let's look. Proverbs 23 verse 13. Do not withhold correction from a child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not do what? He will not die. What's verse 14? You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. Praise God. Of course, you don't make it your routine. Praise God. Just make sure that you don't, pamper them too much. Because my wife corrected me because I'm always telling my kids, I'm going to flog you and I will not flog them. Praise God. So you will say that you need to actually do it. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So wisdom for children as well. Proverbs 23 from verse 24 to 25 talks about honoring our parents. You know, the father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. Don't be having a nice time sleeping on a good bed, and your mother, father, they are sleeping on the mat. In fact, scripture talks about honoring our parents. That is the first commandment with a blessing. It shall be well with you. Hallelujah. You will have long days. Praise God. So we must ensure that we honor our parents. There's a blessing attached. No matter how bad you think they are, ensure that you deliberately, let no month pass without you sending something to your parents. You must understand their state at every time. Like my wife cannot do that again. Praise God. The time has passed. They are in heaven now. Praise God. Because let's not take it for granted. So let's ensure that we do what we must do now. Let's honor our parents. Praise God. Lastly, number 10, right? Proverbs 22 verse 29. Be diligent. Be diligent. 22 verse 29. Do you see a man who excels or who is diligent in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. When Jesus was first introduced, people were surprised because they knew him as the carpenter. Not a carpenter. He was the carpenter. And they said, is this not the carpenter? Because he was known as the original carpenter. So when he made his shares, they were not, wiggling. You can't speak in tongues and sew a cloth and it's not smooth. Praise God. So you must ensure that you do an excellent work. I saw a quote, was it today or yesterday, that the God you are praying to bring you customers is a God of excellence. So you must ensure that you have excellence in your work so that God can bring you kings. Praise God. The time flies a lot when you are preaching. So live a generous life. Proverbs 11 verse 24. Okay, maybe next time I will talk about the sources of wisdom. But 11:24, there is one who scatters, yet increases more, and there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. You can read that in NLT as well. It makes sense. You know, about the diligence one, can we go back to, Proverbs 24, 33 to 34. Proverbs 24, verse 33, in NLT. Proverbs 24, from verse 33, NLT. A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, then poverty will pounce, not crawl, will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. So just an extra sleep. Let me sleep more today. Let me slumber. Let me take a rest. All work and no play make Jack a dull boy. Let me just relax. Praise God. A little of this makes poverty to come. Praise the Lord. But what are the sources of the wisdom from above? Number one, the spirit of wisdom, which was on Joshua in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9. But the major, Proverbs 34, verse 9. The spirit of wisdom. That's knowing what to do by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Then the other one is the word of God, being the wisdom bank, 2 Timothy 3 verse 15. Hallelujah. Can we just stand to our feet tonight? Our time is gone. But there is something called the spirit of wisdom. That is the source, hallelujah, of the wisdom of God. 2 Timothy 3:15. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make you wise. So the Bible, the Word of God, makes you wise. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the spirit of the spirit of wisdom gives you what to do per time. That's why in John chapter 6, verse 6, Scripture says, and Jesus all himself knew what he would do. He was faced with feeding 5,000 men. Scripture said he himself knew what he would do. That wisdom was from above. Logically, it would have been to look for food to buy, but he gave thanks. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you have the spirit of wisdom, you always know what to do. I'm not in my wife's office, for example, but I normally tell her what to do in her office. Praise God. Sometimes she listens, sometimes she doesn't listen. Praise God. God is a good God. Because she hears that, I'm just giving to her. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can you just pray for the spirit of wisdom tonight? Hallelujah. That God should baptize you afresh with the spirit of wisdom. That you always know what to do part time in the name of Jesus.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,